Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Hop. Batting second. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken Otte. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Kurowski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Gumbert. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting second. The first baseman, Max Macon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, D. Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. And now, play ball. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to third. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Otte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otte hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman strikes out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0-for-1 in the game. Macon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Musial moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Workman moves to second. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Clutz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Macon scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0 for 2 in the game. Macon hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-2 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gumbert, and towards Verbin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes throws the ball into Ryan, who tags Littwiller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0-for-3 in the game. Macon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Debs Garms pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-3 in the game. Hop hits a pop-up towards first. Macon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepper Martin pinch runs for Ray Sanders. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 1, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.